Let's talk TV, and we're joined by TV reviewer Irene Gardner. Hello there, Irene.
Hi there.
Sounds like you've been getting through loads of stuff.
I do watch quite a lot of television, Jessie.
How are you at watching different series at the same time?
Reasonably good, because in this modern age of television, you do kind of have that weird mixture where you have some things where the whole series is there
yeah.
and presented for you, and you watch it all in one, in the same way you might read the chapters of a book.
Mm.
But then, you know, some series do roll out week by week, even on the streaming services. And then, of course, others are on the free-to-air, you know, in the more trad way. And so, yeah, I do kind of mix it up a bit. And I think I can generally remember what I'm watching at any given time.
I find myself getting quite impatient with the ones that only do one episode a week. I know it's ridiculous, but I'm like, I can't even remember what happened 7 days ago.
I also find myself occasionally when I'm watching something on free-to-air wanting to stop and rewind to pick up something that I've missed and realising that I can't actually do that.
So I'm waiting for Big Little Lies to be all out before I go and watch the whole thing
right.
at once. But you are watching The Handmaid's Tale in the way it's meant to be watched, which is one episode a week.
Yes, it is on Lightbox, and they are dropping Series 3 episode to episode on a Thursday. I believe there are 13 in this Series 3, and there are currently 6 of them on Lightbox, which I have seen, and of course there'll be another one this week.
I'm boycotting Handmaid's Tale because of Season 2. I just found too gratuitous and I couldn't sit through it again.
Now that's interesting, and I don't think you're alone in that. Series 1 was just unquestionably brilliant. I think everybody thinks that, pretty much. Series 2 did take a very dark, very violent, you know, quite grueling to watch it kind of turn, and I think that did put a few people off. It was still very, very well made.
Yeah, agreed.
Elizabeth Moss in that leading role as June is just exceptional. She's just stunning. So I did stick with it, even though there were bits I was sort of watching through my webbed fingers, you know. But Series 3, interestingly, they've toned that right back, I presume because they did get a bit of a negative reaction to that. It is much, much less, you know, sort of violent in your face. Much, much more toned down. And also, there's now the sense that we are heading towards some form of a fight back. You know, the revolution is coming. Although, what I find a little intriguing, of course, this is, you know, series television, and it's a hit show. And, you know, presumably they're going to want to make it last.
That's right. That was the other thing that put me off. I think, you know, no spoilers, but there was a point last season where I was like, oh, I see where this is going. You're just going to string us along, aren't you?
Well, you're never going to let her out because you can't let her out because we've got to keep the TV series going. And it is getting a little bit like that where it's sort of twisting over itself a little bit in its efforts to kind of keep her in Gilead so that the series can, in fact, continue.
Very unfair.
I'm kind of okay with that because I appreciate that television isn't real. But I can kind of see what's going on. But, you know, I just watch it. It's never going to be quite as good as that first series. It just couldn't be. But she is great. She is just amazing. And there's actually a couple of other actors I just wanted to quickly mention. One is Alexis Bledel, who plays the character Emily, who gets very badly treated, goes to the colonies. And then this series, she actually, slight spoiler, escapes Gilead and gets to Canada. And I just wonder, she's the kid from Gilmore Girls. She was Rory on Gilmore Girls for many years. And my goodness, she has come a long way since playing Sweet Little Rory. She is so brilliant in this series. And Bradley Whitford, who people will know as Josh on West Wing all those years ago.
Oh,
brilliant
yeah.
Actor.
I remember. That's right. He popped up in season 2 because she went to work for him.
And he's got a bigger role in series 3. And the commander that he plays is this incredibly weird, sort of morally ambiguous character, where 1 minute you think he's kind of going to help her, and then the next minute he's being really awful to her. And he's such a great actor, and he does that so well. So, yeah, definitely worth watching for the performances. Not as grueling as series two, but certainly starting to get a little bit turny aroundy on itself. And at some point, they're going to have to decide how many series they want to make.
You know, there's definitely a possibility, Irene. They're just lulling you into this. Oh, great! It's all fine. No more violent scenes, and then like episode 12, they're just going to completely. Turn it back up to 11.
Yeah.
Tessa has texted in. She just finds it a little bit slow moving. Have you noticed it being a bit slow?
I think that's a fair comment on this series, although because it's so beautiful to look at and sort of beautifully acted and interesting use of music, I kind of just get into that rhythm of it. But yes, that is correct. It is a little sort of slowish.
Yeah, okay. You've also been watching local hit West Side. Has it been interesting watching this show develop, turn into a hit, really?
It is a hit. I mean, I don't know exactly how well this series is going. This is series 5, and it's really only just started. There's been 2 episodes, and then episode 3 is tonight on 3 at 8:30. It's also on demand for 3's on demand platform if people want to catch up. It's off to a great start. We've jumped forward to about 87. We have a new Cheryl. Jessica Grace Smith has come in the Cheryl role and is very good. Looks a little bit more like Robin Malcolm, actually. So it's sort of she's, you know, kind of a transitional Cheryl from the very young Cheryl.
Yeah.
Van and Jethro are about 3 and are absolute little devils. Pascal has just been born. we've got the America's Cup happening. What I find interesting, I think I may be alone in this, but I actually prefer West Side to Outrageous Fortune, the original, because I love that it's set in the past. I love all the 80s sort of iconography, for a better word, just all the little retro things. Yeah. It's fabulous. So I'm enjoying it. Peter Elliott has been added to the cast.
Great.
As a heavy, a sort of a West Auckland villain heavy, who's kind of heavying Rita and playing a real kind of, probably a bit of a word I can't say on the radio, but a bad guy. Peter, who in real life is quite a nice guy.
Yeah, he was a baddie in Gloss. You'll recall Gloss, won't you?
Oh, yes. And he's quite good as a baddie. So, yeah, he's doing well.
He was more of a slick, slimy baddie in Gloss. But I'll be interested to see him as a kind of a heavy.
Yeah, he's a heavy. And it's going well. And, I mean, interestingly, Outrageous Fortune managed to get to 6 seasons, which is incredible for a New Zealand drama. And looking at this, Series 5, and still going pretty strong, it kind of looks like West Side may well manage to equal that. So, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And I'm just having a squiz at the ratings. It looks like it's doing really well. It won its time slot last week, so that'll make the bosses happy.
Good. So, hopefully we'll get 6 seasons. It would be quite sort of nice symmetry, wouldn't it, to have 6 seasons of the original and then 6 seasons of the spin-off series.
Then maybe we want a future one. Westies in the future.
To a different time zone. Actually, small point of trivia, just in case people are interested, David de la Tour, who plays Ted, the lead in West Side, is also the director of tonight's episode.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Yeah, there you go.
What is Manhunt?
Manhunt has just, it was only 3 episodes, and it's just screened on TVNZ1, but it is on TVNZ On Demand. It was on Wednesday nights, and it's just finished. It was intriguing. It follows the real-life manhunt for a serial killer in London in the early 2000s who killed young women, teenagers, girls, and he killed a French student, Amélie de la Grange, and he'd already killed another young woman. And this basically shows the manhunt to find out who he was and then to find him. And what intrigued me, I don't know if you remember, Jesse, but when the Leveson inquiry was on into the bad behaviour by tabloids, one of the things that they were following was there was this awful situation where a murdered teenager by the name of Millie Dowler, the cops and the police had thought that she might be alive longer than she actually was after she went missing, because tabloid journalists had been hacking her phone and clearing her messages, listening to her messages remotely.
I do remember that, yeah.
It was horrible. horrible. Well, and what attracted me to this is she was killed by the same man, but she was killed in Surrey and these other girls were killed in London. And the cop who was leading the charge, the Surrey people had sort of dropped the ball, and he could see that the modus operandi was the same, but they kept ignoring him and saying, no, no, we've got another suspect, we've got another suspect. And so it's actually quite fascinating because it's real history. It's a very unusual TV series in that although the story in real life was actually quite sensational, it unfolds in this incredibly matter-of-fact, non-sensational way. It just shows in really simple terms how the police procedure went. Martin Clunes plays the lead detective, and he seems to be just this incredibly ordinary chap, you know, totally not like a TV detective, who just managed to do this quite extraordinary thing and then wrote the book. So presumably the portrayal of him is reasonably accurate, even though he seems like the most non-detective-y detective that ever there was. So it's just a little bit unusual, but I just, you know, it's free to view because it's on TVNZ On Demand. I just thought it was one that people might be interested in.
Yeah,
it's
great.
A little bit different.
He gets plenty of work these days, eh? Martin Clunes.
Oh, he's in everything. And this is quite different for him because obviously he can do comic, you know, with that interesting face that he has, but whereas he's just playing like a really straight guy in this one who manages to, you know, find this guy and solve all these crimes and do a brilliant thing, but just in this incredibly sort of low-key kind of way. And so it's the opposite of normal TV detective things, you know, where the detective is the big hero and this is just kind of procedural and, you know, they work out who he is and they track him down. And
but it's interesting though. It's interesting how they find him.
Yes. It is, and it's great. I noticed today there's meant to be a second series coming, and I don't quite know what that's going to cover, whether that's going to sort of cover, you know, the trial and what happened afterwards or how they connected it to the Millie Dowler case. I'm not sure, but, yeah, there's a second series coming. So it's an interesting one.
Lovely. Hey, Irene, thank you so much. Three good recommendations there.
No problem.
Irene Gardner, who was talking about Manhunt at the end there, that's on TVNZ On Demand. West Side Season 5 on 3 and The Handmaid's Tale, which is available on Lightbox.